Are you ready for a change? Be it physical, mental, or emotional change, you've already got what it takes to make that happen. Your host for the upcoming program, the Matt Newton Power Hour, has trained in martial arts over the course of several decades. Time and time again, his training methods have saved or extended the careers of dozens of NFL, NBA, and Major League Baseball stars. Matt Newton has authored two highly acclaimed books, A Path to Power and The D Factor. The Matt Newton Power Hour starts now. Here's Matt. I've got the
power! Let's do a live radio broadcast.
Good afternoon, everybody. Everywhere. Hey, gang, I'm Mac Newton. Welcome back to the Power Hour. Good to have you on board. Always a pleasure for me because I know you had a choice. And you chose to join in. Check it out. I appreciate it. One of my favorites, the great Regina Bell, sitting in as our musical guest host today, the 2nd of June. Welcome to June 2011, everybody. Wow. The sixth month of 2011, can you believe it? No matter what you do, you cannot slow down the calendar. Sometimes you just want to press pause for just... give me a timeout. Can't do it. Wow. This, I want you to know, is, what's that? I think it's, Make It Like It Was. No, Make Me. Baby Come To Me. This is the title song, isn't it, Zach?
Yes, Baby Come To Me. Yes. Off of Stay With Me.
Right. Stay With Me. This was released in 1989. Stay With Me. My favorite of all her albums. She is an amazingly good voice. Regina Bell. Born in Inglewood, New Jersey. 1963. Okay. You know what? I know that I'm a little bit biased in my praise of Regina Bell because on my 50th birthday, she sat in my lap at the Celebrity Theater right here in Phoenix and sang happy birthday to me. You know, I mean, this voice resonating in my ear, a cappella, can you imagine? And it was like no other happy birthday you've ever heard before. Awesome. Yes, her voice, I don't know, it's just like a cross between Sarah Vaughan and, you know, Nancy Wilson. Oh, help me out.
I almost feel like I heard some newer Whitney or Vanessa.
Oh, she, you know, just Regina Bell. It just,
you can't compare.
Yeah, she's really unique. She's very, very unique. Yeah. Yeah, it's Regina Bell. Stay With Me, released 1989. Make sure you get it.
Come on, baby.
Okay. I hear you. Well, you know what? I can tell you this. She's a fun person because as we talked, you know, on stage during her concert at the Celebrity, she kept saying, well, Mac, I know that you're the, you know, exercise guru around town. And since I love my fried chicken, I want to come to town and let you, you know, get me healthy. She hasn't taken me up on that yet, but, you know, we're always holding out. Anyway, she lives in Atlanta, Georgia. And she has a real balanced life. And one of the reasons you don't see her touring all the time is that she's married to ex-NBA baller John Battle. Now, those of you may remember John Bell because he played with the Cleveland Cavaliers and also the Atlanta Hawks. And they've got five kids, so she's got a balanced life. And John Battle is now the Reverend John Battle, and a pastor of an Atlanta church. So she's got a very balanced life and puts it all in perspective. Welcome to the show, gang. I'm Mac Newton, and we got a great show on tap for you guys. I'm stoked up for it. And can't you tell? We're starting off with Regina Bell as our musical guest host today. More coming. I'm going to tell you all about her. Tell you all the things she's done, and where she's from, and how she got to be the Regina Bell that we know and love today. Okay, just a quick rundown. Of course, my early segment. I'm gonna talk about hidden flaws, and I'm also gonna talk about a reason for living. Okay, yeah, got you interested in that, and also we got our main topic coming up, part two, on how to control your mental life. But as always, right here at 6 minutes past the hour, as we always do, we've got coming up to you our shout outs. Bam. Pow. As usual, we're going to start off with Kirk out in the UK, always in touch, letting me know what's happening. Kirk. Always going on. Veronica G, in touch all the time out in the Philippines, where the weather is kind of warming up out there. It's warming up here too, gang. It is 99 degrees. Well, I would say somewhere between 99 and 96. Here in Phoenix, we don't really have to be too specific because it's always going to be warm and sunny. I mean, that's pretty much it. Warm and sunny. How was it outside when you came in, Zach?
I had to change into my T-shirt once again.
Again?
Driving with the windows down. I mean, it couldn't be better, honestly.
Could not. Could not be better. And, of course, Larry and Kimmy right here in the Valley. DZ up in Michigan. Give it up. Chris, I was sure I was going to hear from you last week. Did not. I think we scared you. Chris and Nick right here in the Valley. G-A-N-G-A. And, of course, Barry and all the TKD boys out in Chicago. All right. Before we go any further, we always have to recognize the magic man sitting behind the glass making it all happen. What's up, Zach? Guys.
Thank you, Mac. It's perfect baseball weather out there.
Ooh, you're baseball. Well, you're a sports fan in general, aren't you?
I decided to bring back for today for you the old style
chops
once
again. Yeah, but who wore that? I mean, really did it. Go ahead.
I'm going to drop the ball on that one.
Oh, come on. If you're going to wear them, you got to have a little bit of something. Who wore the mutton chops?
Catfish Hunter.
Well, no.
I'm just guessing.
I understand that. I'm going to give you a little while to think about that. You need, if you're going to wear that like that, you know, you got to do it justice by knowing exactly what you're sporting.
They were calling me Chips at my other gig because I had the cop mustache going on. So I just, it was all grown in over the weekend.
You mean like,
to take it back to the 1800s.
California Highway Patrol chips?
Eric Estrada style.
Yeah, Eric Estrada, that sort of thing. Okay, all right, I feel you. And, of course, in her customary chair, making everyone in the room look and feel better, the fabulous Natasha. Give it up.
Hello, everybody. Thank you.
What's up, Natasha? What are you wearing today?
Oh, nothing special.
Really, huh? Anything new?
Just a summary outfit.
Just a summary thing.
Well, I always have something new.
Something new, yeah. Of course.
A little bit new. Well, it's hot outside, and it's even hotter in studio because we have Regina Bell today.
Yeah, she's warming things up.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You want to sing along with her a little bit? You want to sing along with her?
I don't think I'll take that chance.
Yeah, if you want to sing along with her, you certainly can, you know.
Well, thank you. Maybe in my car, not here.
Maybe. Well, don't put yourself down. Natasha can really bring it herself, you know. Maybe not jazz yet, but she's working on that. And, of course, sitting in as our studio audience, the A-bomb, who just ran out of the room like the room was on fire. I think she had to run to the front office and answer the phone. But whenever we're on the air during the power hour here in our studio, she loves to sit in and catch it all, like, live and firsthand. Which I don't doubt. But give it up for A-Bomb. A-Bomb from A-Bomb in the house, sitting in. Okay. All right, gang, let's jump on this right now, okay? It is now exactly 10 minutes after hour. I'm going to jump on our early segment right now. When I talked, I said the title of it is Hidden Flaws. I'm always talking about change. The only thing that is inevitable is change. A lot of people are afraid of change, and I can understand it because it's scary. What's going to happen when things change? Will we be better off or worse off? Most people think things will be worse off, so they would rather not do it until finally it's forced upon them. So some folks, rather than change, try to hide their flaws. They try to hide them and hope they don't show up. They try to hide their weaknesses. You know what? I've learned the hard way that no matter how hard or how well we hide flaws, they'll only remain hidden for a time. And while they're in hiding, they're ripening. They're growing. You think because you're not practicing them? You got to know that these flaws, unless you eradicate them, unless you overcome them, they're like weeds. They grow on their own. They don't need to be watered. They don't even need weeding. They just grow on their own. So you've tried to hide them away. And now they're hidden and ripening. And then when they come forth, they come back with a vengeance. And they always show up at the most inopportune time and catch you off guard because you think they're gone. And you're not prepared to deal with them, these hidden flaws. You got to understand, gang, nothing remains unrevealed over a lifetime. Can't you look around and see that? If you watch the world going on around you, you'll see that nothing remains unrevealed. Either we face it, correct it, change it, or it's going to show up again. It's going to come back and it's going to look differently. It's going to look, it's going to have on a different costume. But one thing you can be certain of, it will have an entirely different level of consequences. A greater consequence to you. Hear me on this. If it's in your heart, it will, in time, show up in your life. If it's in your heart, it will show up in your life in the form of your thoughts and your feelings. It will make you feel a certain way, even though you may not want to feel that way. So we must deal with this weakness. We must deal with this flaw. Well, why didn't you do that? Didn't feel like it. How come that didn't take care of it? Didn't think about it. Well, you know what? These flaws you think you've got hidden are going to be revealed back to you and affect how you think. It's going to create thoughts. It's going to create feelings. So you're going to feel like doing something you may not want to do. It's going to blossom into your words. It's going to blossom into your behaviors. It's going to show up in your life. It's going to show up in your actions, and always at the least desirable moment. The moment when you wanted to show up the least, when you finally met that person that's going to change your life, when you finally got that job that you wanted so desperately, when you finally brought about a circumstance in your life that you've longed for, maybe set goals for, maybe worked toward, but you did not deal with these flaws, these character flaws, these weaknesses that you've known about. You thought they were gone away, but you didn't deal with them. You just hid them away. They're never hidden. They're just out of sight for a while. Getting bigger and badder and bolder. And the thing about this, as you listen to me, you know it's the truth. Because you've seen it happen in other things. You know it's going to happen. And so now what do you do now? Well, embolden yourself and say, I can do it. I can deal with those. So you got to go back and take charge of that. Because the things you're going over after those relationships, that job, that life that you seek, is going to be threatened by the reality of you not facing up to making the changes that you know must be dealt with. Hidden flaws. Don't stay hidden for long. One of the things I like the most about business, I like a lot of things about business, but one of the things I like the most is putting my ideas out there in front of the public. Because ultimately, the consuming public is what really determines whether you have a good product or not. And I like coming up with an idea and putting it out there so that the public can say, that's good or not. They can either accept or reject. That's the fundamental underlying basis of a business environment. The acceptance or rejection of your ideas. I love putting it in front of the marketplace. I love that. That was my work. But now, and at a time I lived for that. I didn't worry about it being rejected. Because whenever it was accepted, it just made you feel great, and you know it was this cat and mouse game. It was great. But now, I don't believe that was my reason for living like I did at one time. I now believe that my reason for living is to have great relationships. I mean, my reason for living is to have great relationships. To give and receive love. To give and receive love to and from those I love and who love me. I'm no longer as I was in the past when I was consumed by business and its implications in my life. I'm no longer slow or reluctant to give of myself generously. I feel that your willingness to give of yourself generously to those you love and who love you, it's a hallmark. It's a hallmark of a truly mature human being who cares and has compassion for life and all those around, and also at the same time aspires to personal greatness or fulfillment. That's how I see my reason for living. It's changed. I think it's evolved. Personally, I feel it's a higher form of living. Look for the good. You'll find it. Gang, it is now exactly 16 minutes past the hour. I tell you, our first segment has come and gone just like that. I am a chatty one today. I'm Mac Newton, and this is the Power Hour. Glad you guys tuned in. Hey, gang, do me a favor. If you like the show, I want you to call a friend right now or right after the show's over. Okay? And tell them you got something you want to turn them on to. It's called a Power Hour with Mac Newton. Okay? You want to tune in to listen with Mac Newton and a few of his closest friends. And it's going to impossibly change your life. Okay? Do me a favor. Do that. In the meantime, listen to Regina Bell a little bit. I'm Mac Newton. The magic man is behind the glass. The fabulous Natasha is making all of us look good. And A-Bomb is sitting in, checking it all out. All right? In studio with the Mac Daddy. Peace. We'll be right back after these few words. Don't you guys go anywhere. Hi, gang. I'm Mac Newton. I want to remind you of something that's kind of cool. You know, on YouTube, they have this program now where they will create actually channels for people who love to upload videos, which I am one. We've got probably 20 videos uploaded right now on YouTube, and they're all about things that I've done in the past. Might be interesting to you as listeners of the Power Hour. We've got all kind of old Power Hour shows that are uploaded. Yeah, shows where the Power Hour was on television, where I'm talking about the 3-2 eating plan, and we've got demonstrations of self-defense and Kids On and all kind of interviews with musicians and a lot of famous people, all uploaded there on YouTube. And here's what is something special. I've got a free Minimax 7-minute workout for you, a complete total body workout that's available for you on YouTube free. Log on youtube.com. Put in the name Mac Newton, okay, or Mac Newton Channel, and you'll go right there. I'm going to ask you to do me a favor when you go there, gang. I want you to subscribe to my channel. This is going to allow me later on to become partners with YouTube, and sooner or later, maybe then I'll be able to get even my online workouts out there more than ever before. And speaking of my online workouts, they are doing great. You guys are loving it, and we're making changes based on the things you suggest. And in fact, this free workout is one of the things you've suggested. We got more coming. So log on to YouTube and check out all of these videos, all kinds of stuff. Going back when I had long hair. You want to see that? I know you do. Okay, gang. Hey, we'll see you soon. Back, I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. We do it every Thursday right here in downtown Phoenix, Arizona, broadcasting to the world on the World Wide Web called the Internet, MacNewton.com. Yes, we're listening to the indescribable voice of one Regina Bell, asking us to make it like it was. From the CD, Stay With Me, released in 1989. You might be able to find it around someplace if you look closely enough. It's worth the effort. You can tell by listening to that voice, this girl grew up in church, man. She sang her first church solo at the age of 8. At the age of 8, she sang in church. She was a featured singer by 17. She sung with everyone from Johnny Mathis. Now, there's a name you haven't heard for a while. Johnny Mathis. She also had a big hit with a pop single from the soundtrack to the 1992 Disney movie Aladdin. She's won a Grammy Award in 1993 for Best Pop Performance. Wow. Her platinum-selling third album, Passion, was released. I was really confused, gang. I didn't know whether to feature Passion or Stay With Me. Couldn't go wrong. Wow. And in that album, of course, that featured the Disney hit A Whole New World. You might remember that one. Fabulous song.
Maybe next week we can have the Aladdin soundtrack.
You know, we might have to do that. Then she went back in 1995 and released a whole new update on songs from Philadelphia called Reaching Back. And then Believe in Me, she followed in 1998. Oh, you can tell she's busy. She doesn't tour as much as she used to because, as I mentioned, she's got a big family to raise, and she understands that all things have to be balanced, and she does that. Well, anyway, this is Regina Bell stepping in and sitting in with us this week as our musical guest host. And hopefully you'll go out and buy a CD or two. As I said, she's sung with everyone. I guess I saw some other names on my list. Ray Charles, Boney James, Paul Taylor, Rippingtons, Gerald Albright, Will Downing, Maze featuring Frankie Beverly, Phil Perry, Al Jarreau, Stephanie Mills. Okay, all right. And why not? the fabulous Regina Bell. Okay, gang, welcome back. During the break, we were kind of talking about how my early segment tied in, you know, very succinctly with some of the things that's been in the news lately in the sports field about the transition and stuff that's going on, and you know, the Ohio State University and concerning their longtime coach Jim Tressler, a man who put himself up as one of great character, whose nickname was the Senator. A person who professed to do all things right, and when in fact held several character flaws that he did not deal with, confront, and as a result, it showed up, and it showed up at the worst possible moment. And the thing that really stood out to me, I listened several times to his press release. And I knew that somewhere buried in there would be a key statement to the entire process. And it was. He did the obligatory apology. And then he said, well, in order to do what's best for myself and the university, I'm going to step down at this time. Oh, come on. If you wanted to do what was best for the university, you would not have lied to the NCAA in the first place. You were simply trying to do what was best for you. If you were truly interested in doing what was best for the university, you would have followed the rules and done what was right. You would have been the stand-up, honest person you claim to be. That would have been best for the university. And here is, again, a flaw. And you know what? And I know this from personal experience. I have been bitten in my butt several times by that very thing. There's no escape. Whether you're the coach of a college football team, whether you're a high school principal, whether you're a mom or a dad, a postman, it doesn't matter. Confront your flaws. Confront them and create a plan to make that flaw a strength. It'll change your life. And now there's going to be a domino effect, because I guarantee you that the players he was trying to protect, that player will not play this year at all. They think it's a 5-game suspension. No, it's not. And you know what's going to fall next? It's going to be the athletic director. AD is going down. A good man I happen to know. He was, I think, the AD here in Arizona State. Spent some time with him. And then possibly the president of the university will also fall. Yes. You can follow that. Check it out. Why? Because this, the university has to purge themselves of everything connected to this so that they can move on to a completely different path. The interim coach that they have right now, because he's been, and plus he's a number two guy. He's not a number one guy. See, Tressler, he's a number one guy. He's got the vision of the whole, no, that's not going to work. I'll talk about that later, number one, number two. But the university is going to have to purge themselves. So this interim guy, he's a sacrificial lamb here. I mean, he might bleed, you know, gray and red, but the fact of the matter is that he's been a long-term assistant there, and you know, probably knew what was going on. I mean, they're going to have to take a totally different path. Anything that was associated with Tressler in any way, shape, or form is going to have to go. They're going to get probably a ban similar to the one laid down to USC, between 3 and 5 years. And so more dominoes will be falling in this. But again, a small thing created the whole thing. A small thing that, had we addressed it, as I said, it's going to show up again, but with far, far greater consequences. Can't you see the theme? Get to see the theme there. But this is not something new with Coach Tressler. This has been around for a long time. But there was a time possibly years ago when the consequences that when it first showed were fairly insignificant and only dealt with him. And now they're far greater. And that's what happens time and time again. Until finally, it will destroy.
Yeah, now they said the cover-up is really bigger than the crime itself.
Absolutely. The crime itself is fairly insignificant. This isn't about tattoos. Or even about the giving favors and buying cars. It's really about the cover-up and the very character of the university. Yeah. So, of course, the cover-up is greater. A far greater consequence. Everyone connected will have to be disassociated. Everyone talked about him. And that includes university president. You might think, well, how was he involved? Well, it may not happen, but that's my prediction. I found within myself that if I'm going to truly change, I can't do it selectively. If I'm going to become a different person, if I'm going to set myself up to do this thing better, then I've got to change from top to bottom. I can't leave anything, any stone unturned. I got to clear the decks. As hard as that may seem, I got to clear the decks. I've had to do it several times. And I might have to do it again. But I'm going to do it willingly. And I'm going to look closely. And I'm not going to deceive myself. Telling you, folks, you know about them. We do know about our flaws. We know about our tendencies. Change them. Look for the good. Focus on the good. Okay. Welcome back, gang. It is now exactly 28 minutes past the hour. I don't know where it is where you are, but it's a beautiful sunny day in downtown Phoenix, Arizona. We've got a great show on tap here today for you. I hope you're enjoying it. Coming up in the second half of our show is going to be more of our main topic about part two, how to program your mind for success, how to control your mental life. You know, I know the NBA playoffs started a couple of days ago. I mean, you know, one game, I don't care who you're rooting for, okay, Miami or Dallas, one game doesn't determine the series. So it doesn't matter. I'm not going to say, okay, oh, well, this person lost, that person lost. I don't care. It's got to start somewhere. They're going to play the first game, someone loses, someone wins. Zach, who do you think is going to win this whole thing? I mean, in the finals here, what do you think?
I think specifically it's a very interesting championship this year because it's a rematch of 06. But
is it really?
It's not a rematch in the sense that the supporting cast is entirely different.
Yes.
But, you know, I could really go either way on this because as much as everybody hated on Miami, it'd kind of be good vindication for them to show that they could do it in 1 year.
Would it be vindication? Because they're the one who predicted seven championships. So how can you be a vindication for someone who predicts seven championships?
I guess I could appreciate a win for them to see that they actually put their money where their mouth is and they really did put it together.
But right.
The flip side of it, there's so many veterans on the Mavs, and I've always loved Sean Marion. Mm-hmm. I like to see him get a ring as well as Dirk because, I mean, he's like a modern Larry Bird mm-hmm. or something. I mean,
yeah.
I feel like he's definitely earned his stripes, but, I'm really excited to see which way it goes.
I guarantee you Dallas isn't going to go away and hide.
Absolutely not.
They're not going to do that.
As Mark Cuban said, they're not done yet.
No, they're not. And, of course, the fabulous Natasha always has her opinions, and they're always very succinct, and she's right a good part of the time. What do you think now, Natasha? What's your story?
It's hard to go either way. Either team can win, but mm-hmm. I'm rooting for Mavericks because I like them better.
Oh, okay.
I think they're better characters.
I see. So you're still holding on to you think Miami is the bad guys because of the way they did this whole decision thing?
They're not bad guys. No. They just have lack of character. That's
you think
all.
So? Really? Wow. Okay. Wow. Well, you know what? I made a stand. I made a pick. What, some few weeks ago, it's you know, it's a matter of record. I wasn't sure that Miami would get to the finals, but I said if they get there, they'll win. I said that. So I'm going to stick with that. I say if they get there, they will win. Okay, gang, we got a break coming up right now. You guys stay where you are, and we'll be right back. Remember I said on the other side of the break that we're going to get right into our main topic for today. I got a name for you there, Zach. This may be a little bit before your time, but I want you to Google this name, and maybe you might find someone with that little beard that you're sporting. The name would be Goose Gossage. You ever heard that name before?
That's a great alias I'm going to have to adopt.
Goose Gossage.
I want you to know. Always had such great names.
The Goose and I, really good friends. Very good friends. And next time we chat, and we do chat often, I'm going to tell him that you're sporting the mutton chops, okay? He would be proud. Yeah, well, by the time he may, but I don't, now that I told him it's Goose, he may sport it for a little bit, you know? All right.
It's always there.
Hey, gang, I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. You're listening to the song stylings of the great Regina Bell, reaching back, leaning back, opening wide, and letting you hear the true genius of her song styling. We'll be right back. You guys stay where you are.
Hi everyone, this is Zach Geist, also known as the Magic Man. The Power Hour is brought to you by Newton Fitness Online, the same high conditioning and training that Mac Newton provides in his beautiful Central Phoenix, Arizona location is now available to you online, 24 hours a day. It couldn't be easier. Just log on to MacNewton.com and go to Mac's gym. Yep, his gym is online now. Just go and select your fitness level and go to class. Okay, don't put it off. Go to MacNewton.com now, check it out, and get in the best shape of your life.
Hey gang, I'm Mac Newton. I want to give you a little bit of an update on what's going on with our championship level goal setting program. It is taking off like a rocket ship. Now, I realize I don't have a place online where you can order it. However, you can call my office and speak to Lisa, 602-957-6492, and you can reserve your copy of championship level goal setting, which will give you a 2-CD program along with a workbook. The CDs will guide you through the voice with you and members of your team, either in your office or in family, through the entire championship level goal setting program. It is amazing. As a matter of fact, pretty soon, Blair and I will be embarking on a tour where we're going to be demonstrating this live and in person. So if you see us coming to your area, be sure and jump on board. The championship level goal setting program is now available. We've been talking about it online. You've been hearing about it on Facebook. Now is your chance to get your copy, all right? So call 602-957-6492 and reserve yours right now. Temporarily, copies are limited, so jump in and make sure you are not left behind. Fan yet, I don't know what to tell you. I can't help you. You got no soul at all. None. Hey, hey gang, welcome back. I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. Welcome back for our final segment. Yeah, listen. I don't know, man. We just keep getting better and better on this, man. We go from Larry Carlton to who we have last week, Zach?
Mr. Vandross.
Oh, Luther. We don't. Luther. I got an email saying, someone saying, who knew that Luther was Italian? Ronzoni. I think that was G-A-N-G-A. I'm not going to say he was Italian. I think I never heard of Ronzoni before.
I almost emailed you a coupon for Ronzoni pasta.
There is a Ronzoni pasta.
I know you don't mess with carbs.
No, I don't. All right, gang, welcome back. I'm Mag Newton. This is the Power Hour. Okay. Oh, man, that's from Stay With Me, the album released by Regina Bell in 1989. I think, Natasha, you were born in 89, weren't you? just kidding.
Well, thank you.
You're younger than springtime, my dear, younger than springtime, as am I.
She probably doesn't know the term short porch either.
No, she doesn't.
No, I don't.
But she's got a reason. She's from Russia. They didn't even play baseball in Russia.
Excuses.
Yes, you got what? You know, short porch, bandbox. Come on, Zach.
I know it now, though.
Yeah, like you hear it. Take
I'll
this with
carry
you.
Forward,
Goose Gossett, just so you know. All right. Just so you know, my man. All right. We left off last time talking about affirmations. We did not. We didn't get that far. We just were about visualization. You know, number one. See, things can. There was a time years ago when the thing that I want to tell you, number two, affirmations. I used to use affirmations. I used to put it number one in the way to mentally program yourself for success. Affirmations was number one. Well, now I say that visualization is the most powerful tool for self-image modification known to man. It's number one. It's number one, and the people who master the ability to visualize are usually number ones. There's a big difference between a number one, when you talk about a company, a business, a church, number one, and number two, three, or four. The number ones have mastered that ability to visualize and see. If I just think of Steve Jobs, for example, you know, the number one man in Apple, right? Now, he's a brilliant man, but what really sets him apart is his ability to visualize and see things as if they're already accomplished. Now, the number two guy, can you imagine an Apple or a three or four or five? Probably brilliant, wouldn't you say? An Apple? But do you think that the number two guy at Apple visualizes the way Steve Jobs does? No. No. There's a big difference between number one and number two. And the same thing here. Visualization is number one for a reason. Now, number two, as we get into it, you're going to see how it really supports and intertwine and helps out number one. But number one is number one. People are number one for a reason. Here's an interesting note about visualization. When you use it, you can convince your subconscious mind that you are repeating a success experience over and over. Let's just say it's a sporting event and you're an ice skater and you're going to do a triple toe loop, whatever that is. I've heard them say that on the air, which means they grab the ice with the tip of their things and they spin in the air three times and land safely, hopefully, and continue on. A triple toe loop, I guess, something like that. So let's say you do it successfully. And now you've got that mental image of yourself doing that. And you keep replaying it over and over. Now, every time you replay that image over and over in your mind, your subconscious is going to take that in the same way it took in the time you actually did it correct the first time. See, that's the power of visualization, as if you're actually doing it again. Now, once you get to a point where you're really good at doing that, every time you get a picture of yourself doing it, having it, being it, your subconscious mind, which doesn't say yes or no. It doesn't evaluate. It just accepts whatever comes from your conscious mind. That's the good part of this. It just takes it, accepts it, and stores it, and then makes sure that everything you do fits a pattern consistent with it. So it's going to make sure that all of your words, your actions, your deeds, even your gestures are consistent with that image, because now that image becomes a command. Make everything he or she does consistent with that image right there. Wow. Ooh. The mistake that most people make is that they visualize, dwell upon, and imagine their failure experiences. Ooh. That's what they do. They visualize and imagine the times when they didn't measure up. They focus and create vivid imagery of what they don't want to happen. They visualize what went wrong. They visualize how they blew it. And then they're surprised, or they act surprised, when they feel stress and tension and anxious the next time they have to perform in a similar fashion. All improvement in your life is going to start with improvements in your ability to make mental pictures. Your ability to make mental pictures is the key to all improvement, whether you're playing a guitar. See, with me in the martial arts, it's all about pictures, man. It's about what the punch looks like, what the block looks like, exactly how it works. Every finger, every movement, every angle is designed to create a force, a stress, and I know exactly what it looks like for me to do that. And one of the best things that George Benson ever said to me in playing guitar, he said, just form a shape. See the shape of your hand. You know, you got a shape for an E minor 9. You got a shape for a B minor 7. You got a shape for an F 7. You got a shape for an F major 7. You got a shape. Just put that shape there. Just go. And you only got so many shapes, and the rest of them are variations of that. I could visualize myself into playing better. Just get that shape and put that shape where it's supposed to be. All improvement in your life begins with an improvement in your mental pictures. Why? Because your mental pictures triggers thoughts. It triggers how you think. The picture, how you think. It triggers feelings, how you feel. The picture makes you feel that way. So, visualization activates all of the mental laws, especially the law of attraction, drawing people and situations, resources into your life to help you translate those images into your real life. All right, number two. We want to talk about one more tonight. One more today. Affirmations, already said it. Number two, affirmations. Simply put, affirmations are nothing more than statements that you make in your conscious mind to your subconscious mind about you, things you're saying about you. And those statements only have one purpose: to change how you think. You're making statements about you, positive statements about you, and they must be couched in the three P's: personal, present tense, and positive. Personal, present tense, and positive. Got to be about you, can't be about anyone else. Could be about you. I, first person singular. First person singular, I am, present tense, patient, positive. Present tense, personal, positive. Those are the three P's that we've got to couch it in. Positive, present tense, and personal, okay? You can't say, I'm going to quit smoking next week. That's stated in the negative. Now, your subconscious mind can be programmed to bring about negative results just as easily as it can bring about positive. Some people, well, I'm using affirmations. That's because you don't know how to do it. You gotta know the rules. Here's some of the rules here. This is how it works. You know what? You always got to get the rules right. Whenever you gotta go to the experts and learn how to do something. Okay? When people go to college to become an engineer, they're not just roaming around the streets trying to figure out, looking at buildings, how to engineer them. No, they're gonna go to college and learn from other engineers. You're gonna learn from the pros. You gotta learn how to do it right. This is no different. We gotta learn the right way to do that. There's a right and wrong way to do everything. Affirmations. Like, I like myself. I, first person singular, like, positive, myself. I like myself. It's positive, present tense, and personal. Me. I like myself. By the way, that's one of the most powerful affirmations that there is in the entire world. And I bring that one up because, you see, for a lot of folks, I can actually visualize, I can get a picture of what it would be like for me to like myself. Now, a lot of people couldn't do that. It would create a vague or a fuzzy picture. What does a person who likes themselves look like? What do they do? What do they say? Well, I'll tell you what a person that likes themselves to do. They don't do drugs. Okay? They don't do that. They don't drink to excess. They don't cheat on their partners. These are people who like themselves a lot. Why? Because those kinds of things represent people who are lacking in character. So if you like yourself, you expect yourself to be a person of high character. There are certain things that people who like themselves don't do. So it depends upon the circumstance. So this is where the affirmations come in and work harmoniously with visualization. I like myself, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. And now as I'm creating a picture of myself, as a performer, a batter of balls, a skater, a person who can play a guitar, who can run a company. Now, because I've said I like myself, I've given myself permission to do it at a high level. These things working together. Affirmations and visualization. It's now exactly 15 minutes before the hour. I'm Mac Newton. This is the Power Hour. Affirmations are very strong statements about you. Very strong statements that say yes to your possibilities. They are commands from your conscious mind into your subconscious mind. And here's a good thing about them. I got a couple emails this week about, you know, you talked about belief, Mac. How do I change my belief? This is how. Affirmations override old data. Override old information. They override old information and it reinforces new positive habits. It gets rid of old mental junk. The affirmation I just said, I like myself. It's positive, present tense, and personal. When you repeat it continuously, it's going to be accepted as a valid description of you. You actually begin to feel better about yourself in everything you do. Kids who like themselves. You know what kids that like themselves, you know how they behave? They don't use bad language when talking back to their parents. They probably don't use bad language at all because they like themselves too much. They don't do drugs either. They don't do that. They're not late for school. They like themselves. They expect themselves to do well. There are certain things that people who like themselves do and certain things that people who don't like themselves don't. People who like themselves a lot don't set themselves up for an eventual failure. Most failures that happen in people's lives occur because they feel undeserving of good things, and so they will do something, especially if they've done something that's either really, really good or really, really bad. If it's really, really good, they feel, gee whiz, you know, I don't really like myself that much, so I've got to balance the books. I got to do something that's going to cause a negative reaction so I can balance the books a little bit. If we've done it real bad, gee whiz, now I've got to punish myself for doing that. So they set up a whole sequence of negative occurrences to make sure that happens. Why? All because they don't like themselves enough. All because they don't feel deserving of good things to happen continuously. They say bad things happen in threes. Of course they do. Threes, sixes, nines, twelves, fifteens, any number you like. But so can good things. But they don't happen that way. Why? Because you just simply don't like yourselves enough. That's the number one problem facing humankind today. We don't have a problem of liking ourselves too much. That's what people say, though. Oh, so-and-so likes him or herself too much. He's full of himself. Man, she's full of herself. Wow. She liked herself way too much. No, they're confused. They're talking about someone who doesn't like themselves very much, so they're going to be conceited, they're going to be arrogant, they're going to be pushy, which are all attributes of someone who doesn't like themselves very much. You see, when you like yourself a lot, easily and without effort, you like others. Easily and without any effort at all. Why? Because you're not intimidated of anyone else's success. And you feel deserving of all the good things that happen to you, and you wear it easily. You don't have to apologize for it or feel you have to balance it out by having a little bad stuff happen there to you. Be able to accept it gracefully, wear it smoothly. Yeah. In the middle of change, from learning from being a person who didn't like myself at all, I happened to have done a speech in Salt Lake City, Utah, where I got a standing ovation because I visualized it. But in the midst of it, I had to walk off because I didn't feel deserving of it. So what did I want? There you have it in a microcosm for a lot of people's lives. They want a standing ovation. They want the good things that life brings about. But then when it happens, they got to do something to destroy it or walk out in the middle of it. Isn't it amazing? I remember doing it. I remember staying in the midst of it, feeling uncomfortable, and just turned around and walked off the stage in the middle of a standing ovation. Then, in effect, saying to people, I don't value your opinion. Without giving them a chance to show their real appreciation for the job I had just done, getting the result that I had visualized. And in my visualization, it brought about that very performance. But because I didn't like myself for much, I couldn't deal with the consequences of it. Am I making any sense here, folks? Okay, is this making some sense here?
Yes, you do. You make perfect sense.
Zach, what, does that make sense there to you, man?
Amen, Mac.
Okay. Can I get an amen? Well, you know, it's very true. It's very true, man. And you know what? I'm just kidding with the amen stuff, but you know, you have experiences in your life where you've done the same thing. I'm now just bringing it to your level of awareness and giving words to it to say, that's exactly why it happened. There's a reason for that. That didn't just pop up out of nowhere. There was a reason for it. Now you can change that. Okay? With affirmations, your potential is unlimited. Strong affirmations, strong affirmative statements, emotionalized and repeated over and over. I like myself. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I am responsible. Sometimes it can bring about immediate personality changes. I mean, like right now. If someone listening to me, you're about to go into a sales conference right now, sit there in your car, sit there and just simply say, I like myself, I like myself, I like myself. I can do it, I can do this, I can do this, I can do it, I can do it. It's going to charge you with enthusiasm. Now get up and walk out of the door, and you'll walk in there and you'll still be full of confidence and you'll deliver a presentation like never before. And you go, wow, immediate confirmation of the power of affirmations. Immediate. It builds up your self-esteem, boosts your courage, allows you to assert control over your emotions. All right. So, affirmations like, I like myself, I am responsible, I can do it. I earn X number of dollars a year. I weigh X number of pounds. I only eat foods consistent with a trim, healthy body. These can bring about lasting changes in your self-concept, change your life almost immediate, and bring about results that cannot be denied. I was talking to a gentleman in my office this morning who, in the course of our consultation, he wants to train in my center. I'm never one to beat around the bush about myself. And sometimes people are amazed at things I will reveal about me. But I don't have anything to hide. I mean, in fact, if there is something hidden, I want to bring it out so I can change it. I'm always looking for ways in which I can make myself better. Not because of anything I'm trying to prove to anyone, just so I can be a better person. I said that to you at the beginning of the show and today when I talked about my reason for living, building better relationships. To me, it's not all about money anymore. It may not have ever been. Personally, I think that money is one of the easiest things in the world to make. I think it's very, very easy to do that. I know if you're listening to this thinking back that you need more of it, that it's, oh, Mac, you're foolish. You're only saying that because you got some. Well, you don't know if I got money or not. I'm just saying that I think it's one of the easiest things in the world to make, and I don't think I'm wrong in that. I think it's a lot easier to make money than it is to make time. Go outside and bring me 5 seconds. Paint it green. Give it to me. Send it to me on an email. Can't do it. How about, is it easier to make $20,000 or find a true love? Yeah, $20,000 is easier. Of course it is. People can spend their entire lives looking for true love. Right? It is. It's just the importance we assign to this money. So it's not all about money for me anymore. It's about relationships. It's about relationships. It's about what goes around comes around. It's like Regina said in the song. What goes around comes around. You know. And I want to make sure what comes around, it's good stuff. Look for the good. It's about 5 minutes before the hour, gang. This is the Power Hour. Hey, do me a favor. I told you. If you like the show, call a friend. If you like it, they might like it too. It's almost every week we're gaining listeners all over the world, from Australia to New Zealand to France to Barcelona, Spain. I know who's responsible for that up there. That's probably Al. No, that's Al's in. Who's that out there in Spain?
Andy.
Is that Andy in Spain? He's probably responsible for that increase. People all over the world. As you know, gang, all change is from the inner to the outer. All change begins in the self-concept. And you can program your self-concept. It starts with affirmations. Affirmations that say yes to your possibilities. You must become the person you want to be on the inside before you will see the appearance of this person on the outside. You've got to become that person inside first. And your subconscious mind is very literal, extremely literal. And the simpler the command, the more impact it will have on your thinking. For example, a powerful affirmation I use all the time to condition my mind is, I believe in the perfect outcome of this situation. I use that all the time. I believe in the perfect outcome. And sometimes I'll even stretch it out even further because I can visualize it. If your mind can hold a vision and clearly, you know, duration, frequency, intensity, if it can do that, then fine. But sometimes I'll say, I believe in the perfect outcome of every situation in my life. I believe in the perfect outcome of this situation. You know what? When you say it, and if you believe it, it makes you feel calm almost instantaneously. In fact, listening to me say it probably had an impact on you emotionally. Oh, wow. Does he really say that? That's amazing. Yeah, I do. I really do. I believe in the perfect outcome. I mean, if you don't believe me, Zach, do I not say at the beginning of every single show, I'll say, are you ready for a live radio broadcast? I say it every time.
Yeah, I mean, it's part of our open now.
It is. What we're saying there is that we are expecting a fabulous program.
We set up for success because at the end we always say what a great show
it was. What a great show it was. And I kind of tell you guys at the beginning, got a great show on tap for you today. Great show. Not a mediocre show. Not an okay show. Great show. I think we've just had a great show. I think it's been a fabulous show. Only one thing. We're going to do better next week. We're going to do better next week. We're going to have a better show next week. I know we will. The affirmations, including the one I just showed you, makes you feel calm, positive, and relaxed in dealing, especially with difficulties. It's a wonderful antidote to worry. I believe in the perfect outcome of this situation. It's an excellent antidote to worry. Anything you worry about, just say that. I believe in the perfect outcome to this situation. How cool is that? Is that cool, Avon? Is that cool?
Very cool.
Yeah, it's cool.
It seems like it's comforting.
It is comforting. It makes you feel calm. When you're worried about something, I believe in the perfect outcome. It's telling you that you've got it to handle it. That's what it's telling. I can handle this. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I can do it. I like myself. I like myself. Puts a smile on your face and you take care of it. All of a sudden, sometimes as soon as you say it, the way to handle it immediately comes to mind. It's gone. Immediately. It's gone. It's gone. The worry is gone. The antidote to worry is purposeful action. You just took it. It's also very simple. It's clear. And it's in the present tense. Remember, your subconscious mind is very literal. The simpler it is, the simpler the command, the more impact. I like myself. I can do it. I am responsible. Keep it clear. Simple. You know, don't say, I'm not going to smoke anymore. Or I'm going to stop smoking next week. No, it's too complex. It's stated in the negative. I'm a non-smoker. Bam! You know, instead of saying, oh, I'm not going to stop. Oh, I'm going to stop interrupting people when they're talking. I'm patient. Simple, clear, precise. You know, tell the truth in advance. That's what we're doing right here. Telling the truth in advance. You might say, but you're lying. Maybe I don't like myself. Maybe I'm still smoking. Tell the truth in advance. Just keep saying it. One day you won't be. Tell the truth in advance. That's how you convince your subconscious mind that the condition you want already exists. So if you convince your subconscious mind that you are a non-smoker, it's not going to make you desire a cigarette. It's a very literal entity. Your subconscious mind then makes whatever changes are necessary, both in and outside of your body, to align your inner world with your desired outer world. Okay, all right. Okay, we're going to leave it right there. Don't let me forget where I am. I've stopped right there at the smoker deal, right there at the end of verb, okay. Affirmation, okay? Okay. We're going to take you to number 3 next week, maybe with a little bit of review here of affirmation. I hear that the sweet sound, the lead-in music, or in this count, case the lead out music for the Power Hour this week, and I hate to see it go. Hey gang, just so you know, I love doing this show. Some of you write me and say, Mac, I love it, don't stop doing it. Why would you think that? I love doing it. I love doing it, gang. I love saying things that remind me of the person I want to be when I grow up. Yeah, I said it right. When I grow up, Every road to success is always under construction. You like this music, don't you? I can tell. You got a real good feeling to it. All of ya. Regina Bell. A name maybe you didn't know before. G.A. is thinking, Mac Daddy, I didn't know I liked jazz. I didn't know. Well, G.A., welcome to the world of Zach Geist. He didn't know it. Oh. Woo. As usual, gang, I wanna remind you to be good to yourself. Be good to those who love you and you love them. Don't just save your best for behavior for strangers. Be true to yourself, which simply means make sure your thoughts and your behaviors match. Your words and your actions are congruent, okay? Be true to you. That's a word for that. It's called integrity. Always, as usual, I wanna say thanks. Bob Adlock. This guy looked at me and said, you'd be great on TV. Well, now as time goes by, I got more of a face for radio. That's okay.
That's not true.
Natasha, you...
That's not true.
Pat McMahon, my mentor, always say good things. JC, my boy up in San Fran. JB, we still miss you, brother. Zach Geist behind the glass. You make the whole thing work. Trust me, it couldn't work without you. And, of course, the fabulous Natasha. And now becoming a regular sitting in our own studio audience. A-bomb. Hey, gang. Hey. Yes, yes. All right, we'll see you next week. Take care of yourself. Listen to a little bit more Regina Bell. Go barefoot more often. Treat yourself to a little ice cream sometime during the week. 3, 2, 1. Peace. The Mac Daddy is out.